Good afternoon. A powerful low-pressure system over the upper Midwest will gradually weaken as it drifts into southeastern Ontario. As it moves eastward, we'll see a renewed low-level jet surge into the local area that's going to bring in an area of rain to our region. The best and most widespread rainfall coverage is expected to be along and north of I-90. Deep moisture will increase with this, and that's going to bring in some higher rainfall totals as you head towards the southern Adirondacks. Rain showers will become more so scattered as we work our way into the afternoon and evening, but the models are showing the chance for some instability in some of the higher elevations, so we cannot quite rule out the chance for maybe some thunderstorms pushing into the region, but not of the severe kind, so that is good news for us there. High temperatures will be mainly in the 40s to near 50 degrees today, which is near the seasonal normals. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, out west an upper level trough will take a few days to track across the Pacific Northwest and British Columbia. This makes for a cool and unsettled weather pattern across the region. This pattern is also favorable for dropping heavy snowfall in the Cascades, Blue, Bitterroot, Sawtooth, and Teton Mountain ranges. The Cascades most notably will be measuring snow in feet through midweek. Meanwhile, neighbors in the southwest will be mostly dry but cool through Monday before a warming trend expected to begin on Tuesday. The past 24 hours lower 48 state temperature extremes ran from a high of 97 degrees at Jacksonville, Florida, to a low of negative 22 at Peter Sinks, Utah. For those traveling across the northeast today in New York City, we are looking at occasional rain and drizzle with some patchy fog as highs reach into the low 50s. In Boston, showers, patchy fog, and gusty winds as high as 24 miles per hour are expected as highs reach to around 44 degrees. And in Buffalo, we are looking at rain showers and possibly some thunderstorms as we work our way into the evening. Highs looking to reach near 68 degrees. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. The average high is 50 degrees, while the average low is 31. The record high of 85 was set back in 1946, while the record low of 0 was set back in 1923. Today's sunrise was at 6:42 a.m. The sun is set to set at 7:18 p.m. That is a total of 12 hours and 36 minutes of daylight. It's an additional 2 minutes and 53 seconds of daylight from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. We are looking at rain showers turning a little bit more scattered as we work our way into the evening time, still with a chance for some thunderstorms too, as highs reach into the upper 40s. For the night tonight, showers and possibly some thunderstorms still look to continue, and we'll see some patchy fog develop as overnight lows drop down into the upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley, Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, we are looking at some showers and some thunderstorms, in addition to some patchy fog developing as highs reach near the mid to upper 40s for the night tonight. Showers and thunderstorms still look to continue early on before gradually turning more so scattered as we work our way overnight, with overnight lows dropping down into the upper 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, we are still looking at showers and thunderstorms remaining a possibility this afternoon, highs reaching into the upper 50s. For the night tonight, we'll see that chance for showers and thunderstorms still as we turn mostly cloudy with overnight lows dropping down into the low 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, we are looking at some rain showers and then turning more so scattered with the possibility for some thunderstorms in the afternoon as highs reach towards the mid-40s. For the night tonight, showers and possible thunderstorms still looking likely with patchy fog developing and overnight lows dropping down into the upper 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, rain showers and the chance for some thunderstorms looking to remain likely this afternoon as highs reach into the upper 40s and low 50s. For the night tonight, chance for some showers and thunderstorms looks to remain as we see some patchy fog develop as temperatures drop down into low 40s and upper 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, rain showers look to linger around, but because of an area of low pressure off the Long Island coast, Highs looking to once again reach near the upper 40s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Reed Kisselback.